people and places. With your hosts, Brad Vanjore, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Well, everybody, we're back. It's another Shift and Steer. I'm Brad Fanshawe with my buddy, Motorator. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Now I want to just get it right off the table, man.
Okay.
I made the call.
You did.
And I said, Aaron, okay, 10:30, we got Nicole coming in. Oh, man. And he goes, and I said, you know, 10:30 every Friday, bud. So
yeah, he's, was he thrown off guard? What?
You got to be kidding me. It's 10:30 on a Friday? So anyway, so that's off the table. But welcome, Nicole McGuire. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
It's exciting. So, you know, we'll get right into it because it's that time of year. Spring has sprung. It's sunny California, and car shows are popping up, but there's one that is a big one that you've been involved with for so long, and it's you know, we came out a couple years ago, did our podcast live, and I know I'm going to try and make it out this year. Are you going to go out this year, Matt?
I'm going to try.
See, we put him on the spot right on the show. That's how we.
It's on the schedule.
It's on a weekend, Matt.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the date?
Sunday, April 22nd.
April 22nd.
Yeah. 3 weeks from Sunday.
So we're going to the MIDI. I'm trying to think. I think that might be the week
Oh,
after.
Is that the weekend of the MIDI?
I think it might be the week after.
Okay.
MIDI.
Well, he's going to pencil it in.
Well, yeah. The really cool thing is every year, all the shows at this time of year have to hop around because of Easter.
Yes.
So everybody's on a different date. So last year, we were at the end of March. Now we're April 22nd. But the really cool thing is every single year, there's always a major conflict. I've always, we would love to come, but we have this. I haven't had that one time. Everybody's been able to make it. They're like, this is the best weekend ever. Stay on this weekend.
Well,
so I looked it up for next year. It's on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. Of course.
I give up.
Yeah, but yeah. On the same token, I think part of it, isn't it? Because the fact that as you've grown the show, more people plan for it. So other promoters are going, hey, she, you know, everyone over at the Benedict Castle car show have all these people going, so why put our show on top of it? Because you've had a really great turnout. I mean, top builders, top, you know, personalities in the whole car world have been showing up for that show.
Yes, it's been amazing. We do a big autograph signing table. We just put them all at one table and just have people line up, and they can go right down the line, take their selfies, get your pictures. I mean, this year we have great guests. As you know, our Grand Marshal is Wayne Carini. We're super excited.
Yeah, we're talking about Wayne, the tall guy with black hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know him. Beard, too.
Yes,
no
big
mustache.
Beard. Yeah.
No mustache. Just a little goatee.
He was on Gas Monkey, right?
Right. That's
yeah. Him.
Yeah, we like Wayne. Wayne's been on our show before.
He has.
We've had some good conversations with him.
He's such a fun, cool guy.
So he's the Grand Marshal.
So he's our Grand Marshal, so it's going to be really fun having him there. And then, of course, you have my dad, Barry McGuire. We have Mike Brewer.
Wait a minute. Your dad's Barry McGuire?
I always throw that in. I'm just like, yeah, well, I luckily have him there this year. Sometimes he's committed somewhere else. So
that's why you're such a shiny, clean family.
Outside. Looks good, right?
Oh, you know what? I didn't want to bum you out, but there is a conflict on that day.
Oh.
It's Earth Day.
That's a day I probably won't be celebrating, but I'll be too busy worrying.
There's going to be a bunch of car guys there burning fossil fuels on Earth
Fuel.
Day.
Maybe I should go there and try to convince Wayne Carini to sell me that Volvo wagon I wanted to buy from him.
There you go.
That
was the Paul Newman wagon,
yeah,
right?
He still won't sell it.
He's just holding out for the big bucks.
We offered a ridiculous amount of money for a Volvo wagon. What's that worth? $7,000?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's still a brick.
Yeah. But we offered like $150,000 for the Paul
really?
Newman. Yeah, $100 for the Paul Newman Volvo wagon.
I don't know what he's holding out for because
I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
Wayne, it's going to go the other way pretty soon. It's going to start going down in value, buddy.
At some point, it's going to realize it's still just a Volvo wagon. Yeah.
So regarding the show, now this is all started because it's going to benefit Teen Challenge. Tell us about Teen Challenge.
Okay. Okay, well, it's kind of a long story that I won't go into, but...
Give us the highlights.
I'll give you the highlights. I was obviously raised in a really good family. My mom and dad are great. They're good parents. I went to college with honors and was on a great path in life. And I'll just call it a series of unfortunate events led me into really bad depression, which led into prescription drug abuse and then some other stuff beyond that. And I ended up getting to the point where I needed help. Well, my family's been involved with Teen Challenge since its beginnings. My dad's best friend was a man who started Teen Challenge, David Wilkerson, in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And so we were always around it. And when at that point, my dad was like, Nicole, if you really want to get it right, you know you got to go to Teen Challenge. So I finally did. I said, okay, I'll do it, you know, even though I kind of did it with my tail between my legs because people knew us there. But the thing with Teen Challenge is it's the oldest, it's the largest, and it's the most successful drug and alcohol recovery program in the world. 1,500 centers worldwide. We're like the biggest little secret or the littlest big secret. I don't know. I want to call it. It's unbelievable because the most amazing part is not only do we have the highest success rate, I say we because I'm so attached to them, we have the highest. Well, okay, I just totally lost my train of thought.
Well, no, you're saying you have a great success rate. And when you go to the campus, you know, when I went there the first time, I was amazed because that campus is it's called Benedict Castle for a reason. It's a real castle.
It's a real castle.
And that was built, what, in the 20s or something?
It was in the late, pretty much for the whole decade of the 20s. So we really try to honor 20s automobiles at the show as well and kind of get them close to the pictures of the castle. But I do remember what I was going to say. The success rate with Teen Challenge is documented by the United States government, 86% success rate 5 years after completion of the program. It is documented that there is no state-run program or paid-for program that has higher than a 7% success rate. Not Betty Ford, not any of them.
And
7%
Matt, maximum. That's not fake news. Even though it's coming from the government, it's not fake news.
But, I mean, the point is I am a graduate, and I see what it did in my life and what it has done for so many. But it is 100% free. It does that is a 1 year residential program. Not a dime does a student have to pay.
Well, I think Nicole. I mean, I could tell how emotional you got when you talked about that because you know you are so close to it. It's near and dear. You saw what it did for you and turned your life around, mm-hmm. and that's what's so great because not only did you go through the program, now you've stayed around to help other people and help the car show grow and help this happen so that because it is funding all these people, mm-hmm. you know, it eats a lot of money because it's, you know, you've got the campus, which was donated and like that at one point, right?
They got it for a very low price.
Okay. Uh-huh. And, so but there's the upkeep. There's
just that center alone is like $1.5 million a year just for the men's home at the castle.
So it's like Matt's
place. We have centers from Fresno to San Diego. That's part of our network.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes,
okay.
We have them all throughout. And they're amazing, all of them. But what ends up happening is after 3 months, all the men come to the castle and all the women go to the mountain in Ventura. So it kind of works like that. So it requires a lot of money to fund this. So
sure.
When I finished the program and I was like, you know, I worked for my family business for 18 years. I love selling car wax. I love marketing. I love what I do. But after I finished, after I went through that year, I said to myself, you know, I can't sell car wax anymore.
Yeah.
Like I need to do something to give back to Teen Challenge. And I had no idea what it was going to be. And the coolest thing just kind of ended up playing out. And I started a first one in Covina and I put it on in 2 months and it was wildly successful.
Now you put on what? I
put on two car shows.
Okay, that's
Covina.
What you left out. So
okay,
we just wanted to.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I put on two car shows in Covina. They were just parking lot shows, and they were so massively successful that the director of Southern California brought me on to put them on for Southern California Teen Challenge. So that's how the beginnings of this. And we were like, where should we put on a car show? He's like, we need to do a really big car show.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, even me and my dad, we're sitting there talking with the director, where could we put it? And I think, I don't know if it was my dad or Ron Brown, the director, who said, well, why don't we do it at the castle? And I'm like, the castle? Because that's the home of teaching.
Well, sometimes the obvious is right in front of your nose, right?
So we hopped in the car. We drove out. It's in Riverside, California. We hopped out and drove that campus, and you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
unbelievable. Manicured lawns, palm trees, a castle. It's like this place was made for a car show.
It's a sprawling campus, for those of you that haven't been there, with all kinds of shade trees. It's all fenced, and it has the paved road that goes through. So on show day, there's the upper parking lot where you have, you know, some booths and things like that, mm-hmm. and cars parked. And then you've got this road that goes all the way around. I know when we did our podcast out there, we were out in the back area in a nice paved area.
Over by the McGuire's Corral of Exodus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so then you've got these broken up areas throughout the campus. And then now what is it that you call? I know that we were invited and we had the passes to go up on the patio. It's sponsored by like Peterson or something.
The Peterson Automotive. They do the Peterson VIP Pavilion. Mm-hmm. So you can buy to purchase tickets for that. Anyone can, but it's exclusive. And it's where really the who's who hangs out all day. That's where they'll be eating lunch.
So that's why we were there, Matt.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's really nice, and it's wonderful lunch, and we do breakfast, lunch, and snacks all day, and desserts, and so it's more than worth the price we pay. But then, in addition to that, I don't know if I already said this, but the Nethercutt Collection does the high tea and fashion show for the ladies mm-hmm. in the Castle Sanctuary, high tea at noon, and it's the neatest time. I mean, the women who have come before always want to come back, and they bring their friends. It keeps getting bigger, and I do the most amazing goodie bags. Goodie bags are worth more than the entrance to the tea, but it's a fun thing for ladies to do in the afternoon. That way the husbands can bring their wives out and enjoy the day because they don't have to sit in the car in the sun by their car all day, which is, I think, in regular car shows. I go to a lot of car shows. It seems like the kind of thing to do is you set up and you sit by your car all day. This is not that kind of show. This is a show where the people park their cars and they're so excited to walk through the whole campus because I'm not a hot rod show. I'm not a muscle car show. I'm not a high-end Peterson
show. It's an automotive show.
I am everything. Yeah. To Japanese classes to lowriders, all of the trucks. And then in the back, as you know, we do the McGuire's Corral of Excellence, and that's 50 of the top customs that I invite each year to come. I mean, I will have Rick Dorr, Troy Ladd. I mean, the Chip Foose Imposter will be there, and Andy Leach. I mean, we already packed it out. I can't even accept any more for it. And they're just, even those cars alone are worth going to a show for. And this year, my price of admission is only $10. That is so cheap to see what you see at this show. I brought the price down from $20 because last year I had gone from $5 to $20,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay, maybe I kind of pushed it on that. What we're trying to do is drive the crowds. And the other thing I do is 17 and under, kids 17 and under are free.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's great for families because mom and dad buy a ticket and the kids get in free.
Exactly. I mean, one of my goals for this show, besides raising the money for Teen Challenge, is to get youth involved and excited about our car hobby. That's why I have something for everyone. I mean, I'll have the Batmobile. I have Racer X and Mach 5. And I have several other movie cars coming. And I just think that kind of – maybe that'll stimulate your son or daughter. Or maybe the lowrider will. Or, you know, maybe it'll be that truck over there. Or maybe it'll be that wild, huge, great big orange Ford thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to build enthusiasm. And I think the reason this show works so well, because I did want to mention, last year we raised $250,000 for Teen Challenge on that day.
That's awesome.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, you know, I love that, that we're doing that there's so many great things, but I think the reason it works, here's my theory on it, why I think we've had such success. I think most people are car guys who put on a car show and put a charity on it. Or you're a charity and you want to put on a car show. But you don't have, I don't know of any that are total car guys, raised in the car hobby, love car guys, love cars, and passionate for the charity. It saved my life. So that blend, I think, just works really well.
And don't, when I've been out there, am I right in saying I've seen a lot of the Teen Challenge kids actually working at the show?
Absolutely. We have about 150 of them. They'll be in red t-shirts all day walking around. They're sharing their stories. They're helping the guys get their stuff out of their cars. They're helping direct. It's every year, the number one compliment I get for the show is the students. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. And that's what I'm going for. I want people to come and experience a great car show, but learn about Teen Challenge and see how amazing it is and see just how powerful what's going on in these people's lives. You could ask them, where were you 6 months ago? Well, I was strung out, or I was in jail, or I was almost dead, or I overdosed. You know, I mean, it's crazy the stories that you hear, and you see them and they're full of light. Their faces glow. They're happy. They're excited. You know, it's just...
Well, it's a great atmosphere. It's happening April 22nd in Riverside, California, Benedict Castle Car Show. Wayne Carini is the Grand Marshal. Linda Vaughn is the honoree at the dinner the night before.
Exactly.
And
I can't say enough about the venue. It's a cool place.
Yeah.
It's a cool place to have an event. An event like this, that's a big outdoor event.
And for car enthusiasts, let me tell you, if you're a car enthusiast and you've always wanted to meet some of the heroes of hot rodding and the car world, it's the place. They do, as Nicole was reminding us, they do a long autograph table where you actually get to get their autograph, get a selfie, get a photo, and then the rest of the day, everybody's wandering around.
Yes.
And so you're going to run into your heroes from TV and from the car building world. And so, you know, it's a great thing. And like you said, $10 a person. Kids under 17 are free, and so it's a great thing for a family to do, because there's not many things you can do, Matt, anymore where you can take the family.
The whole family for $20.
Yeah, for $20. I mean, that's like...
For 10.
Well, 10, mother, father. Well, for me,
oh, all right.
I'm a single mom, so for me it would be 10, but I'm just saying, you could take the whole family for $20.
Yeah, that's cheap. That's cheap.
It's way too cheap, but I'm trying to build the crowds. I want people to know that we have a great show in Riverside, and I just want to be sure to mention my great sponsors, which are McGuire's, the Peterson Automotive Museum, O'Reilly, Coker Tire, Von Hot Rod. He's my master partner. He's a master pinstriper, and I couldn't do it without Von Hot Rod. I'm so grateful for him. And I've got a great team. I've got about 38 car guy volunteers this year who've been meeting every month, and just outstanding, and it just is blowing everything away. So I'm just so thankful for the partners I've brought alongside me, and it's a great show. And I would say, please come out and see it and experience it for yourself, if for nothing more than just to help see what Teen Challenge is about and see some cool cars. And maybe I find that almost everyone I talk to has a son or a brother or a neighbor who their kids are in addiction, and they have never heard of Teen Challenge, and they come on this campus. I can't tell you how many of my car guy friends, their kids and their friends and families have gone through now. It's starting a wave, you know, so it's exciting.
That's great. Well, it's
a great event. I was going to say, I can't imagine anybody who has more experience at car shows than you and your dad, but then you mentioned Von Hot Rod, and for some reason I see him everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Like every event we go to.
He's cloned, because there's no way he could be at all those places. Or at least his hair is cloned.
Yeah.
So,
he's the coolest.
Find them at crossroadscarshows@gmail.com. And is there a website as well?
It's the same. It's crossroads with an S, crossroadscarshows. So both S's.
Okay.
.com.
Perfect. And I have bad news. If you want to take a car, this year's event already is sold out.
We're sold out.
But that means watch for it next year and get registered early. Hey.
And come visit it. Come see it.
Yeah. You can go out, check it out. And, you know, if Matt and I come out there, you'll run into us. But who cares about us when Wayne Carini and, you know, all these other guys.
I tell you what. If you're going out to a car show, you might want to check this out. Get the Brush Hero. You might have seen the Brush Hero on Shark Tank. Brush Hero is a water-powered cleaning machine. It's got an impressive amount of torque. It's not meant to spin fast, but rather it scrubs with powerful, continuous, effective torque. It won't cause damage, and it really works. The starter set comes with two brush heads, a soft one for sensitive surfaces, such as Brad, and paint and chrome, and a tough one for serious muck, such as Aaron.
Yeah, if you get serious muck. He calls it patina, but it's muck.
It's muck. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it almost looks like a Dremel tool.
I've seen it,
with a brush head on it, right? So it was originally designed for fast, easy, expert-level car and motorcycle detailing, but the Brush Hero can clean virtually anything. You can work it on boats, which Brad knows, right? Barbecues, yard tools, patio furniture, you can use it on anything. It's water-powered, so there's no batteries. There's no electricity required. Brush Hero makes life easier. No more backache, no more wet, scraped up knuckles from jamming rags and sponges into tight wheels. I don't know what you use to clean wheels and whatnot, like, because you have a wheel business, but this.
I have people that clean wheels for me.
That's what you have. You have people? Well, if your people use the Brush Hero, this is the best way to get, like, into wheel spokes and things like that. And by the way, just like any nooks and crannies of the engine bay, of your barbecue, whatever you're using it on. So you can fight the war on muck.
Okay.
Do that, right? This is the ultimate cleaning and detailing tool. It's a great gift for Father's Day. There's gift sets for every budget. You can check out their extensive line of accessories, including extension wands to add even more reach to your brush head. And there are soap star attachments, which add suds to your scrub. It's a must-have for every car lover, motorcyclist, or all-around clean freak. This is what you can do. You can go to brushhero.com, or you can get it at Amazon, or you can get it at Costco.
Costco?
Yeah, but check out Brush Hero and see what they have. Brushhero.com.
Yeah, those guys reached out to me, and they said they're going to send us some to check out.
Yeah.
So that we can all get rid of our dirt and grime, and Aaron can get rid of his muck.
Right.
But no, we're supposed to have some coming, so we'll be able to check it out, all of us, and then let people know what we think. Because when you go to their website, you know, it's car stuff and everything, but then they also show, like, you know, you can use it because it goes on the end of your hose.
Yeah.
You can use it for cleaning out pots and stuff like that. So if you're doing stuff around the house, so there's a lot of things.
I've got a new set of wheels coming in for the BMW, the M3, mm-hmm. and it's kind of that, the mesh style, the basket style. Like, and I think you guys have
all the
like
little
that.
Holes. Yeah, we call it the GTB at Bond Speed.
That's right. I think, doesn't Michael Anthony run that on his Ford GT?
Yes, he does. On the diecast.
On the diecast Ford GT.
Nope, on the diecast. I made a mistake. On the real life one.
Because he swapped them out.
He swapped them out,
That's a perfect example of a wheel where it's very easy to clean the face, but to get inside every one of those little.
Well, I'm telling you, I could probably sell a Brush Hero with every set of those Trans Am, those snowflake wheels we sell.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have like 42 pockets in them. Can you imagine sitting there with a rag and just going, you know, I mean, no, that would be like perfect for those.
Well, so. You guys should check this out.
Yeah, check it out. So anyways, Benedict Castle Concourse, make sure you go April 22nd. If you're coming to California, put it on your list. If you live here, you better be there. And it's going to be a great event. So are you going to sit around, are you going to sit in on the show, or are you got other things to do?
You're welcome to stay here and hang out.
Yeah, you're welcome to stay.
How long do you go for?
Oh, a couple hours. We'll be done by 2 o'clock.
I can't do that.
No.
We got about another million things going on.
No, we're halfway through the show, so stick around.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we said at the top of the show that spring has sprung, car shows, everything like that. But you know
Say
what else?
That 10 times fast.
Yeah, exactly. That'll probably get me in trouble. But I ran across a top 10 list, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Is it relevant to cars?
Does it have to be? Is this show like...
I don't know. You do another show about drinking, so I don't know what it's...
Yeah, I know. I got to keep it all straight, huh?
Right.
No, this one, Matt, this is for you. You're a single guy.
I am.
The best cars... Under $45,000.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
To attract women.
Okay.
Oh.
The answer is zero.
I'll tell you if it's true.
Okay. The first thing I noticed on here is there's a lot of convertibles. So I don't know who put this together, but when I read something where everything's convertible, it kind of tells me that maybe they're like either from Florida or the Midwest, because we like our convertibles out here, but guys like, you know, hard tops out here. You get to Florida. You've been down to Florida, right?
Yeah, Matt? I live there.
Yeah. Convertible city, right?
Yeah.
And in
Every
the Midwest.
Day in high school, my buddy. Oh, the first Fox Body Mustang.
Oh, here we go. The F body. He dropped the F bomb again.
Was a convertible.
The first one you had was a convertible?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the one that I had, the black one, 5-liter car.
Yeah.
It was a convertible. And then I had, at one time, I had my SL500 Mercedes.
Yeah.
And it was a convertible. And you know what? Neither one of those cars. I can tell you probably on one hand the number of times I had the top down.
Exactly.
And
right.
I lived in Newport. Right. I was like, it just, you know.
It the soft top SL or was it newer convertible hard top SL?
The convertible hard top.
It was, yeah. And so you wouldn't even know.
And my wife loved it because, you just press the button, the thing goes and retracts down in. And the thing she loved was it had it was one of those first cars with the safety roll bar where if it went to a certain angle, the roll bar automatically popped up.
Yeah.
And I go, Charlotte, if you ever need that, you're already in trouble. I said, you know, it's like, so. Yeah.
There should have been a manual button for that so you could just hit it when you want.
Yeah, because it would have looked like one of those Targa bars. Remember those?
Yeah.
So it was, you know. It was a great car, but hardly.
All right, what's the list? I'm ready to go.
Are you going to start with number 10?
I'm going to start with number 10, but I want each of you to guess and see if you can guess one car on the list.
Oh, Ferrari.
Well, no, wait, it's got to be.
Under $45,000.
Yeah.
Well, oh, under $45,000. An older Ferrari.
There's got to be a Mustang on the list.
Corvette.
Okay. Matt?
A Pinto.
Matt is correct. With a Mustang GT convertible.
Yeah.
It's number 4 on the list.
Okay.
Now, Nicole, what did you say?
Well, because I'm trying to figure
Corvette.
Out. I said Corvette.
You wouldn't be very good on the prices, right, would you? Because
no, because I don't buy those cars. I
under $45,000.
That's not very much money.
No, it's not anymore.
I mean, I'm attracted to a guy who drives a cool Range Rover, but you're not going to get that for $45,000.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, really?
Well, I think they're going for base price. Range Rover Evoque.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is right at the middle of the list, number 5.
So I'm behind you.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess.
You're looking at the list.
They don't know that in Radio Land. It's I'm going to guess maybe a Ford F-150 King Ranch.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm number 2 on the list.
Come
what a
on,
wait,
really?
Can you get a King Ranch for that much money?
It must be. Like I said, these must be the base, you know, with no extra options.
And
you order that,
really
premium package.
I mean, is that really going to attract them, the base?
The King Ranch is.
It's like the premium interior. But if you don't get all the exterior stuff, maybe. Hey, I'm just going by what I'm reading.
All right, read the list.
At least it's not something convertible. You're looking
but that must be
mid-America
people
there.
I said Midwest, right? So,
getting out in their cowboy
all right,
boots.
Number 10 on the list, Mercedes-Benz C350 Coupe.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Now, this one really got me. I couldn't imagine pulling up to a corner, rolling down the window, and going with my Mr. Microphone, hey, baby, I'll be back to get you later. In a number 9, the Chevy Volt. Oh. Neat car, but.
Wow. In LA, though.
Yeah.
But you're talking about attractive, most attractive to women, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, what
I don't
do you
know
think?
Who did they pull for this?
Well,
because the Chevy Volt's like the cooler Prius.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, wait, I got it. I just figured it out. Matt, you hit on it. It's like she needs a ride some more, and she's like, hey, we can go in the carpool lane.
That's right.
Nice. Nice. This dude, he's a cool guy because he can go in the carpool lane.
Or he spends his money wisely.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he can go in the carpool lane.
Well, maybe.
She's with him anyway.
There's you know, yeah, I know, but you know what? True dat. So,
but when she says, can I borrow your car?
You know what it is? The Chevy Volt, there's always a lot of electricity happening. So, you know, it's just. Okay, now, number 8. I can see number 8. It's a Dodge product. Challenger SRT8 with a 392 motor.
Okay,
My youngest son, that's his favorite car.
Yeah.
He wants to get that so bad in black.
No. Well, there you go. And he'll be number 8 on the list when he's out looking for the babes.
Yeah, he's got one already.
So the next one is, you know, if you've got a little bit of more of that, you know, the rough look, you know, you're kind of ready to go off-roading with your Jeep Wrangler Rubicon.
Okay, yeah.
And then we have the next on the list. It's another convertible. It's a Chevy Camaro.
That's what I said, Camaro.
Yeah.
And they have on here the SS. Can you get the SS?
SS? That's what I put.
Can you get the SS?
You didn't hear me say that?
You never said that.
I said the Camaro SS. So what number was that?
The Camaro SS is number 6 below the Range Rover, which you chose.
Yeah.
So I'm just at the bottom of the list. I clearly don't know what women like.
I mean, I think you can get, like a base V8 model for something like that.
Okay. With the SS trim?
You know,
really?
The
come on.
The Mustang GT that we had over here was $48,000.
Okay.
But with performance pack and every option.
Right.
Heated cool seats and Brembo brakes and the whole thing. So I think you could probably get it for just under 40, and I would imagine that the V8 Camaro would be about the same.
Huh. So the ladies in the know, they'd look down and go,
yeah.
I thought you were attractive, but you don't have the Brembo package.
That's right. I would argue that maybe a Mini Cooper would still be on the list somewhere.
It's not.
They were the cool kids for
the
long time.
The Volt overtook the list.
Let's skip through five, the Range Rover Evoque, which we talked about. Number four, the Mustang GT.
Yeah.
And at number three, boy, is this L.A. or what, Matt? An Audi A5 convertible. Who doesn't have an Audi? When I go up to L.A. now, it's everybody has an Audi. There's no more innies.
I guess maybe there's like some sort of like base engine, like probably some sort of like 2-liter turbo engine for it. I couldn't say for sure. I never really think of like the Mercedes and the Audis of the world, which was also on the list,
right?
As a sub $40,000 car, but that C coupe, the Mercedes is a good looking little coupe.
Yeah,
but in our town here, it definitely feels like the entry level. Ad company associate or
it's they wanted a Mercedes so bad, so they got the one they could afford, and we live
lease,
in La La Land here, you know? Man, I mean, come on, it's the girls, you know, out here, they're so plastic up in L.A. that they look and go, oh, you only have a C-class, you know, it's
right. He's like, yeah, but it was a really good lease.
Well, it was an S-class, but I, you know, I had it washed in the wrong car wash.
I changed the letters off the back.
Right,
exactly.
All right, so number two is
the Ford King Ranch, the F-150.
That's definitely
I don't think you can get... Well, not in L.A., but Texas or the Midwest or...
By all means, you can get an F-150 for a good price, but a King Ranch?
I know. King Ranch was like the super premium. Now, we will have to ask my co-host on Man Seeks Adventure, Heather Storm, because, you know, she's from Montana. And we'd have to ask her if she'd...
Maybe they give out King Ranches at the border over there.
Exactly.
Like, as soon as you land at the airport, have a King Ranch.
All right.
So we can get a drum roll?
Number one on the list, and I would have never guessed this car because, I'm sorry, it's not even in my lexicon. It's just not there.
Really?
A Nissan 370Z Coupe with Sport Package. I can't even in my head. Can you...
Yeah,
have you had one as a press car or anything?
Yes, I have.
They're cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've driven
the 370. I've driven the 370 Nismo. It's got some cool features.
What kind of a car is it? I can't even picture it.
It's a little sports car. It's a two-door sports car.
It's a really nice-looking sports car. They did a good job on it.
It is, but...
So see?
I find that car attractive.
Okay.
But
I mean,
not,
in that price range, I mean, you got to be...
Even with Matt behind the wheel?
I don't know about him.
but I kind of saw it as kind of like a dude's car. You know?
Right.
Like, you know, like it's a guy's sports car.
It's manly.
Is it a Fast and Furious car?
It's not at the top of my list of a car that women would check out in the Valley Park line. Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really fit that. It's a cool car, and it's got, you know, the manual has some rev matching and some cool features on to it, but not the most like, hey, this is the best date car. It's a little low. It's a sports car. It's a little tough to get in and out.
Well, it's
of,
under $45,000 too. But so, if you were doing this list, would you have put that number one, or would you have put the Ford Focus RT?
First of all, it's an RS.
Excuse me, RS. Thank
and
you.
And an ST. Here's the thing. I think.
You don't know the third model they've come out with, the RT?
Yeah, it's the combination.
Yes.
I don't think you can get an RS for less than 40. I think they're about 45,
okay.
47. Again, cool car, not the most attractive date car.
It's like a boy racer car,
it's
right?
It's a boy racer car.
Yeah.
And I feel like that 370 fits the mold of that more. I don't know. Honestly, on that list... I would suspect, at least in L.A., if you were a young guy picking up a sub $40,000 new car with the intention of impressing and going out on some dates, I probably would say that Audi.
Yeah.
I would probably say the Audi convertible, which is a nice...
Or the Range Rover Evoque.
Or the Evoque.
Yeah. In L.A., it would probably
definitely
be...
Range Rover.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that, Matt. I think those
Evoque's
two...
Evoque's got some style to it.
Women's opinion, what do you think? Those two?
I do. I think that we could be pretty well assured that the ladies they pulled were not car guys because yeah. they're not. That isn't the kind of list. But, I mean, I like that they have the Range Rover. At least they got the Camaro and the Mustang on there. That's, and the Dodge Challenger.
And I will say, if you live down at the beach, right down at the beach, a lot of those ladies might be looking at the guy driving that Jeep Wrangler Rubicon.
Well, it's fun for summertime.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's a summertime vehicle.
Well,
and
if you're young, too. You know, the
right.
younger, not ours generation.
We're like, talking about, you know.
You get that 18 to 30 thing. That's a fun car to have. I had a boyfriend who had one of those.
Yeah.
That was a blast
so,
until it got cold.
Now, cars that aren't in the under $45,000 category, they had a bunch of debuts in New York because New York Auto Show just happened. And
yeah.
Did you see some stuff there, Matt, that you dug?
I did, but those cars are expensive.
They're very expensive. Not under $45,000, yes.
So let me tell you something.
Lay it on me, man.
Before we get into those cars, I'm going to tell you how you can get yourself a really good car at a good price, possibly. National Humane Society. The National Humane Society is a fantastic organization. We talked about them last week as well, I believe.
George the Dog is a full supporter of them.
Well, they have two things that we're very passionate about, animals and cars, right? And they have two dream cars that they're giving away, a Porsche and a Tesla. The National Humane Society provides homeless and neglected animals with nourishing food, life-saving medical care, vaccinations, and safe shelters. The National Humane Society is fundraising in a way that I think you will find very interesting. They're raffling off a brand new Porsche 911 Carrera convertible and a brand new all-electric Tesla Model S. Every donation is being matched, so they'll double your points. They'll double your contribution, which is fantastic, right? So if you want to help now, you can win a brand new Porsche 911 or a Tesla Model S, and your donation will definitely help save animals as well. And you can use our promo code, which I think is Shift and Steer. I don't remember
it is.
Anymore.
It's Shift and Steer, yes.
Yeah, use our promo code Shift and Steer, and you'll get 5 extra free tickets. So if you go to nationalhumanesociety.org right now, you can buy tickets. Use Shift and Steer as a promo code. You'll get 5 extra tickets, and they're matching what you buy. So that's a fantastic thing. We're such big fans of the Porsche 911. We're really kind of digging the Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard, but we did a show. Adam Carolla's wife, Lynette, had a Tesla Model S and loved it, but the lease was up, wanted to try something different, picked up the Model X, SUV, with the Falcon doors.
Yes.
And love it. Like, he's just like, each one gets better and better. So I'm kind of on the fence. Like, when I win either the Porsche or the Tesla, because I'm pretty sure I'm going
to
win.
Well, now, wait a minute. George the Dog came to me after he heard it on the last show. And I just remembered where that ad read went. He carried it to me in his mouth.
I'm sure
he's been
he did.
Sleeping on it because he had me enter, and he told me the 911 could be mine when he wins. So,
oh, wow.
So it's a win-win for him because I get the car, and he gets a donation to the Humane Society.
I need a friend like that.
Yeah. So, anyways, New York.
Yes.
Okay. New York Auto Show. Now, there were some debuts there. A lot of them were SUVs.
It's kind of like the show for SUVs. So, we already heard about the Lincoln.
Did you say a show for SUVs or chauffeured SUVs?
Yeah, a little bit of both, maybe. We already knew about the Lincoln Navigator, right? The new Navigator. It's big. It's great. They have the Black Label Edition with that great concierge service and where they'll, like, come to your office. And
you sold me on that.
Yeah, they'll bring you the leather swatches and paint swatches and all that stuff. Wow. So, in New York, they debuted the Lincoln Aviator, which very similar design. I'm sure they're going to hate it when I say it has a little bit of a Range Rover feel to it.
It does. There's subtle lines that give it that look.
But
yeah.
Everybody, especially out here, everybody loves that look, that Range Rover look. And these guys are getting it done with a Lincoln. So if you – and by the way, the Lincoln Navigator, that Black Label Edition, comes with the – Ford Raptor engine. It has the 450 horsepower engine. This one obviously does not. But
what?
This is also a three row SUV. So not as big as the Navigator. A step down. It's a midsize car, midsize
but
SUV.
That's good, Matt. That's more manageable because that Navigator, it's a great vehicle. And trust me, I've always had big SUVs, but sometimes you just don't need that big, you know, especially
with gas
live at the booth.
Too.
I mean, if you live at the beach or parking out here. My SUVs.
Oh my gosh!
Parking places seem
crazy?
So small.
You can't even get out of your car.
I know.
Why are they making? Everybody here has an SUV. Why are every mom has an SUV in Southern California? Why are they making this?
What do you mean?
So
you calling me a mom?
I'm just saying everybody's in them. Everybody.
I just posted a photo to my social media. The guy had a Ford F-250 Super Duty in the compact spot at a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It didn't.
I saw that when you posted. But he's not even parked straight.
No,
he's all crooked.
No, he's like, it doesn't make a difference. You remember a little while back, you and I drove the Ferrari California, and I think we drove the new V8.
Yeah, they sent one out to us and we drove it around. It was
V8 Turbo California, right? Well,
California T.
If you like that, but you need a little bit more room, the 2019 Maserati Levante Trofeo. Okay.
But you said Ferrari, Matt.
That's right, because it has the Ferrari assembled. We can figure out what that means exactly. Twin turbocharged 3.8 liter V8, 590 horsepower at 6250 RPM with 538 pound-feet of torque. It's a 590 horsepower Ferrari powered SUV.
Jeez. Well, a lot of people don't know that all the new Maseratis have the Ferrari motors in them.
Right.
And it's a great car. Now they've taken it into the SUV, and they sound so cool when they go by.
Can you imagine how much gas that would eat up, though? I mean, I can't.
I don't think you worry about that.
Our prices here for gas in Southern California are outrageous.
Well, they are, because we're the highest in the nation. But it's, you know, if you're buying one of those, who cares?
Oh, man. I guess that's the truth if you have to ask.
Yeah.
It has a different driving mode. So when you put it into the Corsa mode, it's got a launch control function in an SUV, which I love.
Wow. Yeah.
Which adjusts the throttle, active adaptive suspension dampers, air springs, all-wheel drive, the shift programming of the 8-speed automatic transmission. It sounds pretty cool. Here's the thing. Yeah, 0 to 60. 3.7 seconds.
Okay.
Does 187 miles an hour. But we love the fast SUVs now. We've got an X5M, which I drove to Monterey last year, which was fantastic.
I drove that Range Rover SVR.
That thing was badass.
Incredible.
That kind of brings me to my next point. So in the topic of super SUVs, the other debut is the Jaguar F-Pace SUV, but as an SVR.
Oh, so they're doing the SVR option.
Yeah, which we love the F-Type SVR. We love the Range Rover Sport SVR. Now,
and they've got the Jaguar SVR too, the car.
Yeah, well, that's the F-Type.
No, but they've got the car also.
Do they have an X?
They do. I just talked to them, and they have an SVR version now.
So what exactly does SVR mean?
Special Vehicle Research or something like that, but it's... Okay.
It's funny because their division is called Special Vehicle Operations, SVO.
But
the cars are named SVR, and it's driving me insane that I can't figure out what it is. But the F-Pace SVR, by the way, great styling. It's such a good-looking SUV. The body kit, the front scoops, the hood vents. Now it's got a nice big kind of gill for the front fender area. 550 horsepower.
Wow, that's because that's not a really big SUV to have that kind of horsepower.
No, it's kind of a small SUV.
Yeah.
It's smaller. It's like a touch bigger than like an Audi Q5 or Porsche Macan, but smaller than a Porsche Cayenne.
Wow.
Right, so it's smaller than a Cayenne.
Yeah. That thing's a rocket then.
And we've driven them with like the 3-liter V6 engines. They have the supercharged 380 horsepower engines. This is the 5-liter supercharged V8, 550 horsepower. 502 pound-feet of torque because they use that twin-screw supercharger.
Yeah. Now, do they have any 0 to 60 times or anything on it yet?
Yes. 4.1 seconds.
Not bad. I would have expected a little faster, actually. But
I would have, too.
4.1. With all of that torque. But we'll see. They might be a little conservative.
Uh-huh.
I bet when you get this thing out to a track and have somebody like our friends at Edmunds.com test it, because they do such good testing that they do the testing with and without the rollout. You know, when you're
right,
that whatever that 12 inches, 18 inches to, you know, before you hit the beam lights, like at the drag racing. And it wouldn't surprise me if they said, oh, it's 4.1 from a dead stop and 3.9 with the rollout, something
right.
like that. But incredibly fast. And I'm curious to actually get in one, because the one thing that Jaguar and Range Rover has been doing so well with their SVR models is the exhaust.
All of them sound so good.
I mean, you get the sport exhaust. Our friend Tyson Sullivan, our actor friend of ours, his wife just bought a Jaguar F-Type convertible, the V6,
mm-hmm.
but with the sport exhaust.
Oh,
and
really?
Even with the V6, she's driving it all around town and hitting the sport exhaust button. She's like, it sounds so awesome. He won't even tell her there's a sport mode. He's like, just use the exhaust button. It's fine. I don't want you to get too crazy with it. But even just the supercharged version with the sport exhaust sounds amazing.
Cool.
So this is going to be pretty cool. The photos that they put out from the New York Auto Show are, you know, just diamond stitch seats and just all the cool stuff. So I'm curious to check that out. So anyway, that's a couple of SUVs that I think are drawing a lot of attention over at the auto show. And there's some other debuts as well, but maybe we'll get into those.
No, we can get into those. I want to tell you about a different kind of rig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friends over at Mycanic just sent me their detailing rig, and I'm going to check it out. I'm not going to get all deep into it right now.
I was scooting around their little seat the other day.
I brought
the seat over to the shop.
They sent you one of those. Yeah. Well, it's like that, but this one's configured specifically. You know how yours has drawers for tools and all the little perforated areas to put tools?
You can just like drop a screwdriver in there and then grab it easily.
I dig that the little trays. Did you even know they're magnetized?
Yes.
Yeah, so that you put stuff in it, it doesn't flop around. And
I like that the nice soft seat that you can sit on that can also pull off and be for your knees. That's on the detailing rig,
yeah.
Yeah.
And this detailing rig, it's brand new. It's not even available till next week. You know, the guys here at Shift and Steer, we got one first. So, anyways, we're doing the test drive. It's got a 350-pound max weight capacity, but it's interesting because they know that when you're detailing, you're reaching into the wheel housings
right.
and doing all this kind of stuff. So it's a five-wheeler. It has one. Have you ever been on one of those stools, Matt, where you're wheeling around and you reach for something and it kind of tilts, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they put a fifth wheel right
That's
dead in the
smart.
Center to keep it from doing
wow.
that. And it has a built-in wash bucket. It's got a cup holder.
So
you can put whatever you need right there. You know, we're not making any suggestions, but while you're out in the hot driveway. And it's, as you pointed out, it's got that great soft cushion that you can pull off and use as a knee pad.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of great things about it.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer or a detailer, you know you get down on your knees, try to clean those wheels out and put your tire dressing on, and it can, or if you're our age, if you try to do it without going on your knees and you bend down, you can't get back
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
It starts
well,
hurting.
Well, you're a pro, okay? You're a detailing pro, so you know how valuable some of these things are, like the built-in wash bucket, the hooks, because
yes.
you got all these spray bottles.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't do you any good to have this great little cart if they're not with you, because if you get around to the other side of the car and you go, oh, my tire dressing's on the other side. So this just a place to hook everything on, and the thing about Mycanic is they build great stuff. It's all really, really great. $89 for this. We're going to try it out. We're all going to kind of hand it around, use it. Matt will probably be using it to detail that Fox body over there. Do you detail it even though it's not done?
I do. I do, yeah.
Go in, wax it, and think, man, someday it'll be outside waxing it.
Here's the trick is because it's been on the lift for a little while now. I hate to say it. It's been on the lift for a little while now. If it collects too much dust, it looks like nothing's happening.
Oh,
but if it's always
good
clean.
Good point.
When the boss walks by, he's like, yeah, let's look at the car's looking good.
Yeah,
like,
Matt's been working on it. Yeah.
I've been working on it.
Do you ever let it get a little dusty and then just go lean on it so he goes, oh, Matt was leaning over the hood the other day.
I can see there's handprints and stuff. Yeah. I grab the air hose sometimes, blow some of the dust off, maybe you'll wipe
Adam's
it down
like,
a little bit.
Adam's like, some detail. You know, it's always clean. It looks like Matt goes over and moves the tools around and stuff, but it's just looks like nothing else has happened. I don't understand.
I know. What I got to do is get the guys over at the shop over there to work on it for me.
Exactly. That's what you're working towards, isn't it? So, hey, we're getting ready to wrap up this show. I want to thank Nicole McGuire for coming in, telling us about the Benedict Castle event on April 22nd here in Riverside, California. Now you guys know the top 10 cars that we would recommend and the ones that from the list that we would recommend so that you can go cruising and looking for your new girlfriend. Matt, how's it going with Big Bill over there?
Yeah, the new podcast with Bill Goldberg is going well. Thanks for everybody that's been listening to that. It's CarCast. As you know, we've expanded CarCast. I do it once a week with Adam Carolla every Friday, and once a week with Bill Goldberg every Wednesday. And
he wrestles him in the studio once a week. Get it? See how I got that? Huh?
I was on the phone with him this morning on the way here, and he's. He's working on his Lawman Mustang. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Supercharged.
I was at Bear Jackson when he got that car.
Yeah, he got it, and it's kind of been in his collection quietly. He's just been doing, like, charity events, and he goes out to military bases and drag races at airports.
I do not believe what you're telling me because that car is anything but quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's been about 9 years now since he's had it.
Yeah.
And now it's going to get freshened up, a rebuilt cool. motor and stuff. So I'm going to be talking a lot about that. And you've got the new podcast as well, right?
Thank you for asking. Yes, Mike Brewer and I launched our brand new podcast called Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel with Brad Fanshaw, and it launched last week. And when you're listening to this, it'll be last week, and it's gone on fire. Thank you to everybody. We launched number one in the UK, number one in France,
wow.
and over here in the top five. So thanks everybody.
That's huge. You know
Mike.
I love Mike.
And Mike is just he's such a great guy.
He's so down to earth. He hangs out with all the car guys around. He's not
and he's always in a grumpy mood. You know,
yeah, right. Just, I've never seen him without a smile.
But no, we're having fun with. It and we're going to put up some bonus episodes, so just keep supporting us. Go to iTunes and look for Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, and of course you can always check me out with Heather Storm and Dave Merrick on Man Seeks Adventure.
Yeah. I watch Wheeler Dealers, and I see when he goes out and he goes and he sells those cars. You know what he needs?
What's that?
Turtle wax.
Turtle wax? Think he needs to brighten them up a little bit?
You know, the automotive world has seen major advances since Turtle Wax invented the world's first liquid car polish back in 1941. But as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the things that threaten the look, feel, and smell of your car are as constant as ever. That's why Turtle Wax has spent the past 77 years developing the most revolutionary products in car care, like their Power Out line, featuring advanced technology that destroys stains and odors at the molecular level. Turtle Wax Power Out products are designed to clean, shine, and protect your interior from whatever messes the world throws at it. Their dedication to innovation is so great, Turtle Wax is getting recognition in unprecedented categories. I have a really stuffed up nose right now.
I was wondering, you know? Maybe you need some Turtle Wax odor out.
Right? I don't know what happened just on the way here. Maybe it was just like allergies or something. I was fine. I woke up.
It is springtime and hot.
And something's going on.
It's
but
going on.
There's got to be a Turtle Wax product for that. Over 40,000 consumers voted Power Out Carpet and Mats Cleaner the 2018 Product of the Year in the pet care category. And I don't have a pet, but I feel like the allergies from a potential pet are what affected me right now.
It's Brad.
It's Brad.
He's the pet.
While awards look nice on mom's mantle, what matters the most to Turtle Wax is how much car enthusiasts worldwide trust their products. Turtle Wax continues formulating breakthrough technologies to help your car feel, look, and smell fresh. Turtle Wax is trusted innovation inside and out.
Well, you know what, Matt? On the last episode, we had Raz Krog from Turtle Wax, one of their influencers, on. And if future guests that we have on from them have as cool a name as Raz Krog, we're batting 1,000.
Well, they're going to send this somebody again. We're every month for a few months. We're going to talk to some of their Shine Squad members, and this ad could not have been any more awkward. Thank you, Nicole McGuire, for sitting right next to us.
I know. She had really funny good. Faces, yeah. didn't she?
I'm doing really good.
So, anyways. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. And, you know, we'll be back next week with a lot of great stuff. More stories, more great facts. And as always, go to shiftandsteer@gmail.com and send us your comments. We got some great comments. I don't know. There was a couple that were kind of bashing Matt, and he threw them in the trash, wouldn't let me read them. I don't understand that.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Hey, I almost forgot. Yeah. Update WinBrad stuff.
Yeah.
And WinBrad stuff. And last week we told you that the prize that we're going to choose,
we were up names the diecast.
For is, well, the diecast we already chose. The next one's the poster. And so the diecast was won by Big Steve the Trucker. Big Steve the Trucker, you need to reach out to us. And guys, you have got to listen to this show, and you've got to go to our social media, because I actually have only had two people reach out to me of the three prizes. So there's one guy out there. If we don't hear from him by next week, we're going to redraw, or I'll just keep it. So I'll just keep Brad's stuff.
That's sort of counterproductive of the
oh,
whole
Oh, is it? It's
idea.
Not it's yeah. not working. Okay.
It's not
but
keep
yeah,
Brad's stuff.
But that cool diecast that Matt had his eye on is going to Big Steve the Trucker, and on Monday we'll draw for that Lions, that original Lions drag strip poster, and the next poster that I'm going to give. Did you get that? It's not the next prize. I'm giving another poster away. I went back there and I have an original Orange County International Raceway OCIR poster, and I'm going to give one of those away. And so we're going to do two posters, and look at our social media, because I've been putting photos up of all the prizes, and you'll you can check them out. And then all you do is go to iTunes, you hit the subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a positive comment. You can put in that hashtag WinBradStuff. And guys, you guys have been knocking it out of the park. Thank you so much. We're almost up to 100 ratings now, and that's really cool. Where can they find us online, Matt?
So check us out at shiftandsteer.com, and all of our social media is at Shift Steer Media, and feel free to send me some allergy medication.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, and thanks for listening. Thanks to Nicole McGuire, and Aaron, where are you? Shift and steer,
you,
we're out of here.
Yeah.
We missed you.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.